Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
Hi there, Magic fans. Welcome to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Scott Squires with you and pleased to be joined, as always, by the head coach of the Moncton Magic, Joe Salerno. Greetings on this a little bit warmer day, Coach.
Hey, Scott. Good afternoon. Yeah, it has warmed up here in Moncton as well, although this morning it was about as cold as I've seen it here this winter. But nice afternoon now here in Moncton.
And after seeing what my family and friends and the like went through in St. John's, Newfoundland this past weekend, when I had to shovel a few centimeters the other day, I didn't feel so bad.
I'm not going to complain about the weather at all. Jeff Morrison, the assistant coach over with the Edge, obviously a good friend of mine, we've talked about before. Of course, he's over in St. John's right now, and you know, I've kind of been chatting with him a little bit and seen some photos, and pretty incredible what's going on over there. Hopefully everybody's safe and kind of getting back to daily life. But I certainly won't complain about the weather.
There was some stormy weather over in St. John's and Newfoundland and Labrador, and certainly some winds swirling around Moncton as well. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first things first, Coach, let's talk about your weekend series against your division rival, the Halifax Hurricanes. You had a game on Friday, a 108-104 loss, but then you bounce right back on Sunday afternoon and you get the 95-88 win. Maybe just your thoughts in breaking down that weekend series with the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I think it was a good couple games, and it was a good series. I mean, we definitely had our ups and downs in that series. But, you know, I think if you take away the third quarter in Friday night's game, which was a bit of an anomaly. I mean, we were 2 of 17 from the floor in the third quarter, which I've never had happen in my 8-9 years in this league. We just really kind of went ice cold. And, you know, unfortunately, it seemed like that really affected our mentality on the defensive end. Which has been a problem for us all season. But you know, a tough loss on Friday night. You know, we won 3 of the 4 quarters, and to lose the game was pretty frustrating. But I thought the guys bounced back well. And, you know, I really thought we played kind of more our brand of basketball on the Sunday afternoon game. I thought we were that kind of active, you know, kind of gritty, tough defensive team, and, you know, really kind of relied on stops, you know, to get easy baskets, especially in the second half. And It was a nice win for us to pick up and kind of bounce back off the loss.
And as we talked about in the last podcast, there was some player movement for the Moncton Magic. And Coach, I can't imagine what the last week or so has been like. All kinds of things going on, lots of things to talk about personnel-wise. I guess the first one that I'd like to talk to you about is the Nick Evans situation, because some of the moves that were made last week included bringing back a familiar name and a familiar face in Nick Evans. And not long after he rejoined the team, an announcement came out that he had received a contract offer overseas. Maybe just kind of break down that whole situation with Nick.
Yeah, it was a tough situation. I mean, we had been, you know, talking with Nick for a while since he kind of returned from Albania. You know, Nick had expressed interest for quite a few weeks, months, about coming back and playing for Moncton. He had a successful season here with us last year. You know, so certainly something we considered and ultimately, you know, offered him to come back. You know, less than a week later, you know, Nick received a substantial offer, you know, to go play in Taiwan. And actually, NBL Canada fans will know that the name Franklin Sessions. Nick actually just signed to play with the same team as Franklin Sessions in the Taiwan SBL League. Obviously, it came as a bit of a shock to us. You know, I first kind of heard about it after our game on Sunday over in Halifax. You know, that Nick had received this offer and he was contemplating taking it. And, you know, honestly, it was a tough situation for Nick. Nick loves playing in Moncton, and I think he was very happy to be back in Canada and back with his old teammates and obviously with a very familiar coach and myself. But, you know, it's one of those situations that players face a lot. You know, he did receive a substantially higher offer to go back overseas. And, You know, I think Nick really struggled with that decision to accept the offer. Ultimately, he chose to go with the offer. And, you know, a part of me says I can't blame him, you know, for what the offer was at hand. But at the same time, obviously, it was a shock to the Magic. And, you know, we were planning on having Nick here for a little while. So disappointing. But again, I can't blame him. And we certainly wish Nick the best moving forward. And, you know, it's really not much different from the situations we had last season with Doug Herring and Jahi Carson and Duke Mundy. You know, we battled through that adversity, and we'll do the same this season.
And I'm sure that Nick appreciates all the support from you and the Moncton Magic with that tough decision to go and play overseas. That wasn't where all of the swirling winds around player movement ended, Coach. Last week, Moncton Magic fans were, I guess, startled a little bit by the announcement of the Billy White trade, but some great pieces coming back. And then not long after, coming out on the wire that the trade had been rescinded. With all of what's been going on, Coach, who better than to bring us up to date with where things are than yourself? Where are things right now with that entire situation?
Yeah, it was certainly a difficult situation. Again, I've been in the league for so long, and I've never seen this situation come up. I don't ever recall, you know, a trade being rescinded. You know, it certainly wasn't expected. It certainly wasn't part of the plan. But things happen, you know, and you make the best out of situations, and you got to roll with punches sometimes. Ultimately, you know, what happened was we were notified by the NBL probably 5 days after they had finalized the trade that actually we were not going to be able to receive the rights to Ty Walker, really due to a kind of a clerical error, I think, in the league office when it comes to Windsor still owning the protected rights to that player in Ty Walker. The league felt, in fact, Ty Walker was in training camp with Windsor early this season. And when Windsor decided not to put him on their final roster, it was basically deemed that they had released him. And once they released that player, they no longer own his rights. So again, there was a miscommunication within the trade. You know, we were told that the trade was good to go, and we would be receiving Kemi Aussie and Ty Walker. Ultimately, when we were told that trade was not, in fact, final, there was obviously the potential for the rescind, which ended up happening, where basically we then retained Billy White's rights, and Windsor still retained Kemi Aussie, the Canadian. So, yeah, really interesting situation, one that certainly was unforeseen, and I think it kind of took everybody by surprise. But again, things happen, and you have to make the most out of those situations.
I've known you for a number of years now, and I don't know anyone, Coach, that would go through their due diligence more than you. And not to throw anybody under the bus, that's not why we're here, but just how surprised or shocked were you when you got word that this potentially wasn't going to happen?
I was very surprised. I mean, I certainly had confirmed with Windsor that, you know, they did still own Ty Walker's rights, and I got that confirmation from Windsor. Once you notify the league, I mean, both parties have to email the league and basically say that they're accepting this trade, and then the league puts it out again on the league wire. And once it goes on that wire, I mean, it's a final thing. So I was definitely surprised when I got the call and was told we actually could not receive a piece of that trade. And, you know, obviously we all know what an extremely difficult situation, and there were an awful lot of factors in making that decision to move Billy. So it kind of compounded then have this situation come up. So it was frustrating, you know, but again, no one's trying to make these situations, you know, on purpose come up. I mean, no, it certainly isn't. There's no ill intent on anybody's part. To be honest with you, I thought Windsor handled this situation extremely professional. I thought the players involved, Billy and Kemi, were very professional about things, and of course the Magic were. So at the end of the day, it was what it was. It happened. It was out of people's control, and you know, here we are today.
So we know Nick Evans not in the equation. Now, with all those other pieces, you mentioned Kemi Aussie, Billy White. Of course, there was the Des Lee situation. Where do things stand, Coach, in terms of your roster? Who's going to be dressed? Who's available? Who's playing? Who's in? Who's out?
Yeah, of course. Well, Dez Lee, we had signed a while back, and unfortunately, you know, Dez couldn't join the team right away. He had an obligation in the United States this past Friday. He did join us on Saturday in Halifax. He got in very, very late Saturday night in Halifax. So he's been with the team. He's practiced here the last couple of days here in Moncton with us. You know, he looks great. You know, we're really excited to have Dez here finally and kind of be part of that organization, our organization. You know, we also, obviously, since the rescind, have been in communication with Billy. And like I mentioned, you know, Billy has been extremely professional about this entire situation. Obviously, it was difficult to be traded, you know, by a team, by us, a team that he's had a lot of success with and a team that he really enjoys playing for. Billy has been around basketball long enough that he knows it's business and nothing is personal. You know, and he has said that to me more than anybody, you know, over the last 72 hours. So Billy and I have had a lot of great conversations. We've talked an awful lot. I think we're all back on the same page. And you know, Billy actually has returned to Moncton. He actually got in late last night. He was at practice today, you know, and you know, he's of the mindset as well as we are, you know, let's move forward here. You know, let's move forward. Let's continue to focus on winning games and competing for a championship. And I really can't stress enough, you know, to all the listeners, you know, Billy White has really been just exceptional in the situation and professional. And he truly is, you know, moving past this. And he's just excited to be back with his brothers, as he called it, you know, with his team. And he's excited to play tomorrow night, which he will. You know, we will be putting him on the active roster, as well as Dez Lee. He'll also be active in the games tomorrow night, which is very exciting. Obviously, that puts us at 8 Americans, so we are going to ultimately going to have to let a guy go, you know, between today and tomorrow before tip-off. And again, it's part of business, and we're trying to put the most competitive team on the floor we can. But I think we're all on the same page here and really just trying to look forward to the play in London on Thursday night.
Do you have an idea of who that player is going to be that you know, you're going to have to give that message to?
Yeah, we're still kind of considering right now. We're still talking about things, you know, but like I said, we will be releasing a player before tomorrow night's game. You know, and again, for us, for the Magic, my job, again, it's always about the team first. It's about trying to make the right decisions and doing what's best for the team moving forward to be the most competitive team that we can, you know, on the floor night in, night out. And that's what I'll continue to try to do. You know, in my mind, you know, right now, where we're at with everything that has transpired, you know, having Desmond Lee and Billy White on our active roster, you know, with nine other guys, eight other guys that are all have the same mindset, you know, winning games and competing. I mean, that's kind of what we're focusing on right now. And like I said, I'm really just looking forward to playing tomorrow night and trying to move past all this and just get back to focusing on competing for a title.
Nothing can help you refocus like getting back on the court, and you will do that tomorrow night. Your first home game in quite some time. You'll be at the Avenir Center taking on the league-leading London Lightning. What's going to be a couple of keys for you guys to have success on home court against a London team that's rolling right now?
Yeah, they are. They're rolling. They're an extremely tough team. I mean, right now, they're the best team in the NBL. You know, they're playing that way consistently. They've won seven in a row. So, I mean, they're a hot team. They're extremely athletic and extremely long. But you know, there's definitely a little extra to it. There's a little extra bounce in everybody's step today. You know, whether that was the return of Billy, you know, guys are excited to have him back here, or whether it's, you know, London's coming to town, and it's really a clash of the two top teams in the NBL right now. It's the first time we've faced a Central Division opponent, you know, here in the regular season this year. We haven't been at home for 3 weeks. And you know, it's one versus two in the NBL tomorrow night at the Avenir Center. So there's an awful lot to be excited about. And I think our guys are, you know, they're pretty jacked for this game. I mean, they're looking forward to it. And, you know, we got something to prove. You know, we're the defending league champ. We got the hottest team in the league coming into our building. And I think our guys have a little chip on their shoulder, and they just want to kind of show people that, you know, we're still the best team in this league. And so I think tomorrow night, I think it's going to be a lot of fireworks. I think it's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a great game indeed. Look forward to taking that one in on NBLC Live. Of course, Adam Gould and David Tingley will have the call of that game. And Coach, we'll change gears for a quick sec and get the obligatory Salerno family update. How are the kids making out, and what's the hockey update?
They're good. They're good. Actually, I missed a lot of hockey this past weekend, obviously being in Halifax, but you know, they're both doing great. I mean, they're still loving hockey. We got another tournament coming up next weekend with Camden. You know, things are great. You know, they got these have you ever seen these balance boards?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It kind of looks like almost like a skateboard without wheels, and they're on one big kind of rolling object that's supposed to work on their balance. And, you know, Cam's been doing that in the living room, kind of doing stick handling as he's balancing on this board. And I mean, they're into it. They love it. So it's been good. I mean, everything at home has been good. Dad's been awfully busy the last couple of weeks at work, and he's been on the phone an awful lot. So, you know, hopefully things can settle down here a little bit and, you know, kind of spend a little more time at home and with the kids over the next week and a half.
It has been an extremely hectic and busy last few days for you. Can't express my appreciation enough for you coming on the podcast and giving us an update. And we wish you success tomorrow night against London, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, Scott. Thanks again, man. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. That is head coach Joe Salerno of the Moncton Magic. We really appreciate coach coming on, and they are back in action tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Avenir Center against the London Lightning. And if you can't be there to take it in person, you can check it out on NBLC Live. A big thanks to our sponsor, Coast Insurance. Check them out at their website on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Coast Insurance. They are fantastic. I'm Scott Squires. Thanks again for tuning in to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Until next time, friends, enjoy your day. And remember, if you can't take part in sport, be a good one anyway. Bye for now.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.